You're going to love this wine. It's very exciting.
Hey, Bob. Good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Bob, this is Mario. I'm actually one of the supervisors with the company. I will try to make this as brief as I can, sir, to be mindful of your time there. Hope you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Let me just ask, Bob, are you working solo? Do you have a crew? How are you operating, sir?
Am I working?
I said, are you working by yourself? Do you have a crew? How are you operating?
No, I got a crew. Yeah.
Got a crew. Okay. I guess, you know, I just want to be very transparent. Are you in a position right now where, you know, if you start receiving, you know, calls directly from the Google platform, are you in a position where you're able to handle more business?
You know, it's a certain amount. I mean, I'd start up slow and just kind of ease into it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, this is what we're offering, Bob. We had a spot on the first page of Google that became available for placement. We're calling the Newark area to get that position filled in sometime today. What we would do is that we would place Ryan Excavating right alongside of Perma, Ben Thrall, S&K, Wilkinson, Next Generation, B&B, and Niles. Not sure if you heard of any of these companies before.
Well, I know them all, you know. I don't know that I'd want you replacing me with all of them, because I don't think I could do all their work.
No, I wouldn't say replacing you. I don't think that would be the right word. We would actually place you right alongside of these companies where, you know, you would come up as one of the top recommended options as well, if that makes any
sense.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
It's not like we're going to overwhelm you with work. It doesn't work that way. It's just, you know, enough to keep you busy.
That's all I want.
Right. And Maria was telling me, she did send me a message. I just want to, send my regards. She said you had a friend that had cancer and is currently recovering, huh? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry to hear that, Bob. Maria did share
that.
He's
doing pretty good, so.
Is he? Okay. Well,
yeah.
You know, it's good to hear because not everybody gets that road. I'll tell you that much. I had family members in the past who've, had same scenarios. Unfortunately, didn't pull through. So that's good. But
You have to follow the rules. You have to kind of do what you're told, you know?
Right. Exactly. Now, let me ask, Bob, do you have a website for Ryan Excavating or you do not?
It's kind of, I've kind of let it go.
Okay. Cause I was looking for one cause we have access to, you know, things on the internet. And as soon as we type in the information into the box, it would show me if you had one, and I couldn't find one for you. The only reason I'm asking is that part of the service that we offer, we would actually build the website for you, Bob, and we wouldn't charge you anything extra. It's already included within the service, okay? Matter of fact...
We might need that.
Yeah, I think you would need that. Just to make the business stand out and look a lot more professional. I mean, I'm not saying that you're not. Obviously, you are a professional company, but... You know, when you have your own website, it just brings you up a notch, if that makes any sense. I just sent you a text message to your phone. Can you let me know if you received it?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, hold on. I just realized... I was talking to a client before you, and I haven't changed his profile, so I just sent him the text message instead of you. I was sending you the sample website so you can take a look at what I was referring to. Sorry about that. Here, let me Let me resend that over to you here. My apologies. Here we go. Okay, excavation website. All right, I just sent it to you. Give it about maybe 2 seconds. It should pop up. It's going to come from our company here at Local Splash, Google Partners, and it's going to okay, it's sent to you already. Once you open that up, it's a link. Once you open it up, it's going to show you the sample of the website. I just wanted to show that to you. You can have an idea of what we would build for you. Let me know when you open it up.
Hold on.
It's a text message. It's going to be a link. When you hit the link, it's going to say Excavators, Inc.
Yeah, it's saying it's going to be like 9 minutes or something like that.
Oh, that's a little weird. Okay.
Yeah.
Say that. I mean, your internet might be a little bit slower because, yeah, this opens instantly. It doesn't take 9 minutes. Did you hit the right link?
I'm not sure. I've been having problems. I got a little bit slow on the internet.
The internet. Okay, no worries. Well, when it opens up, it's just going to show you, I mean, you know what a website is. It's just going to show you a sample of the website. It's going to show the big machineries out there working. And then, you know, where we're able to put the pictures of, you know, your company. And then if you have any pictures of the work that you do, we can put them up there as well. So like I said, you know what a website is. That's, you know, it's a sample website. When it does open up, take a look at it. It looks really nice, very professional.
Okay.
Do you have any social media presence by any chance, Bob?
I'm not really doing too much that way right now.
You're not? Okay.
I've been out. You know, I've been sick. So.
Oh, okay. No worries. You know. The only reason I ask is so much people now, Bob, believe it or not, they're using social media to get these jobs, right, and to look for people that do services through social media. And what we would do is that we would build a business profile for you for Ryan Excavating through Facebook, because we work directly with Facebook. And the reason that we work with Facebook, Bob, is that Facebook and Google work together. So we would help you build a business profile for Ryan Excavating on social media through Facebook, and then we would run ads on Facebook as well. And our clients love that feature because it generates work, and it keeps them busy. Okay. And then the last profile that we work with is Apple. You would also be listed through Apple for anyone that has an iPhone. The pricing, Bob, you know, let's get down to turkey.
go ahead.
The pricing is actually quite affordable, Bob. It's $299 a month, and there's no contract. Okay, there's no contract attached to this. That's what people love, that there's no contract. It's a month-to-month service. Okay, what does that mean? It means that you have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if you're not satisfied. But at the same token, let's be honest, Bob, if we're keeping you busy, you know, and we're keeping your calendar.
You're gonna be satisfied.
We're going to work together for a long time. Because at the end of the day, like I tell clients, what matters here are results, right? People, you know, clients, they want to see results. You know, I mean, I don't want to come here and also pull your leg, Bob, and tell you that you're going to be rich in 2 months or that you're going to have, you know, so much work or, I mean, that's all a bunch of baloney, you know, companies.
Well, you got to do it to get it.
Right, you know? Right. What I want to tell you is, you know, I mean, what one thing that we could do placing you on that first page of Google is keep you busy, Bob. You know, and that's what our clients want. They just want to have, you know, enough work to stay busy throughout the month. Okay.
Right.
Now, let me ask you, Bob, are you open for commercial work and residential, or what are you doing right now? What's your main concentration?
Mainly residential right now, but we do some commercial if we had it.
Okay. No, I'm asking because we have quite a bit of opportunity of that available on Google. So if you're open for some light commercial, we can definitely list you for some light commercial work, but mainly residential. Okay. Perfect. And then, Bob, what is your last name?
Right. B-R-I-G-H-T.
B-R-I-J-H-T?
B-R-I-G-H-T.
Oh, Bright. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And do you have an email address, Bob?
Yeah, it's Bob. Let me see.
Now, take your time.
Right. 52 at iCloud.com.
At iCloud, okay. Perfect. Bob Bright 52 at iCloud.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Bright 52 at iCloud.com. Gotcha. Now the number 630-417-1548, Bob, is that a good number to put on Google where the customers can call you, or do you have a different number?
What was that again?
The phone number, 630-417-1548. Is that a good number?
That's it.
Okay, so customers can call you there.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now here's the important portion, Bob. What days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you're open for business to take calls from customers?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 a.m. So what time? So 5 p.m.
Say 5 o'clock.
Okay, 5 o'clock. And then what days are you working, Bob? Are you working Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Okay. Here's another important question, Bob. How many miles outside of Newark are you willing to travel for new customers?
You know, I'd go, I'd probably go 25 miles.
25 miles.
That's about it.
Okay. Well, obviously it has to make financial sense as well. You're not going to travel 85 miles if it doesn't make sense.
No, not 85, 25.
I 25, I mean. I'm trying to send you way out of
town.
I'm trying to send you to the other side of town, okay.
Yeah, I think I gave you the wrong email address. I think it's robertbright52@icloud.com.
Okay, here, let me double check in here.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Okay, yeah, I came up correctly. robertbright52@icloud. Okay, no worries.
Yeah.
Okay, and then 25 miles. All right, and then we would help you do that Facebook. Like I said, it's already included. Now, we would also do the website. Now, here's the important question in reference to the website, Bob. Have you taken or have you, you know, do you take pictures of the work that you do?
Yeah, we could. I've got pictures. Yeah, plenty of pictures.
Okay, perfect. I'm sure you know, I mean, you've been in business. You know that the reason that I'm asking that is that we would put those pictures on Google, and then we would also put them on the website. That's the reason
sure.
I'm asking. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All righty. Now, Bob, you'll get a courtesy call from our IT guys tomorrow. Tomorrow is Tuesday. They'll give you a courtesy call. It's the IT department. I'm sure you know what the IT department is. Those
yep.
are the guys that
yep.
they do all the back end
yep.
work. You know, they do the content for the website and so forth. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes of your time to spare?
Let's say, why don't you give me about 9 o'clock.
9 a.m. Okay. Bear with me 1 second. Let me just check their calendar. Make sure our IT guys are, oh, yep. Here we go. I do have a slot open for 9 a.m. Okay. Perfect. All right. Almost done here, Bob. Thank you for being patient. I did create an account here for you to get you going on Google and get that website going. So I have to create a password as well. I'm going to ask you 3 questions. You can choose one. Whichever question you choose, the answer to that will be the password. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
My mother's maiden name is Dickie, D-I-C-K-E.
E-I-C-K-E. E-I-C-K-E. Okay. So Dickie will be the password to the account, okay? And then right now you did advise me, and I'm sorry if I sound repetitive, but the system here is asking me to, you know, ask you again. I mean, you are able to take on more work. As long as it's not overwhelming, just enough to have that calendar filled in, correct?
That's for right now. That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. And you said you need
I got a couple calling me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just need about 2 more minutes. I'll get you off the phone here, brother. Don't worry. I'm about done.
Okay.
All right. So I promise. I'm trying to hurry up here. I'm just, you know, you're gonna be very appreciative of the services on that first page of Google, man. Well, I mean, more than that, like I said, our job is to just make sure that we keep you busy, brother, and that's what it's about. All righty. And then, Bob,
keep you busy, keep you. Go ahead.
No, I said you do have access to robertbright52@icloud.com, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, perfect, because I'll send the confirmations there in 1 second. Now, in order to get the account initiated on the Google services and get that website, Bob, there's 2 ways that the company allows you to satisfy that monthly $299 charge. You can take care of it with a company card if you have one, Bob, or you can take care of it with a personal card. Which would you prefer to use?
Yeah, I'd probably just use my personal.
Okay, perfect. Because we do with, you know, we work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the name on the card has to be exactly the same or our system will not accept it. So does it say Bob Bright or Robert?
Robert.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial, Robert?
Robert A.
Robert A. Okay. Perfect. Bear with me 1 second, Robert. Just verifying the email, make sure it's correct because you're going to get the confirmation there. Okay, and is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, Robert?
hang on.
Uh-huh, take your time.
Yeah, it's a Visa.
It's a Visa. Okay. All visas start with number 4, Robert. Whenever you're ready, go ahead, please.
42 and 98.
Okay.
19, 20.
Okay.
19, 25 or 94, 25.
Okay.
1202.
1202. All right. And the expiration day, Bob?
7 of 27.
7/27. And the last thing is something called a CC code, which is the last 3 numbers located behind the card.
Yeah. 3, 4, 3.
All right. Just bear 1 second with me, Bob, while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one. I'll get that confirmation over to you right now, and then I'll get you off the phone here. So I know you're in a hurry. Just give me one more minute of your time. I'll get you off the line. Just do me a favor. Make sure you don't miss that phone call at 9 a.m. tomorrow, because that's how we get the ball rolling with our IT department. So I did put you in the agenda for 9 a.m. So bear with me here one quick second, and I'll get you off the line. Just give me one more minute, Bob.
All right.
If the guys are calling, that's a good thing, right? More work, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good, man. That's always a good thing. Okay. Okay. In a second, you'll start getting text messages. You're going to get the emails giving you the confirmation the payment was already satisfied. I just got to read our disclosure, and then we'll call it a day until tomorrow. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. If you have any questions, let me know. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being monitored and recorded. Just to make sure I have everything correct, very quick, Bob, can you please verify the name of the company?
Say it again.
Can you please verify the name of your company? The name of the business, Bob, is it Ryan Excavating?
Yeah, Ryan Excavating.
Okay, and your name and your title?
Robert A. Bright.
Okay, and you're the owner?
Yes.
Okay, and you are an authorized person to initiate services on behalf of Ryan Excavating, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We did process the payment today. It was $299. Your next payment will not be due until, what's today, April 7th, May 7th. And keep in mind that the amount would always stay $299, Bob, and, of course, this is not a contract. You do have the right to stop the service at any time after the first month if you're not satisfied. And then you're going to get some emails. One of the emails requires you to fill out a service that says that you give us permission to call or text you. What I'll do is, I know you're busy now, I'll give you a call sometime later in the afternoon, and I'll help you go through that. But if you don't hear from me, it's okay. The IT guys will help you with that anyways, but I'll try to give you a call just to go over that with you. Again, let me just take 10 seconds to say welcome to the family, Bob, here at Local Splash alongside with Google. I think you're going to be very happy with the services, and that's going to do it on your part. I know you're a little bit suppressed for time, so I'll talk to you a little bit later today if I can call you. If not, we'll talk to you at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Have a good one now. Okay, bye-bye.
Great.